Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, with the announcement from MGM Resorts, they're going to be charging for parking on all their strip properties. I think that leads to a pretty logical question, which is, has Las Vegas lost its cool? We're going to debate that. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where little Jimmy Murren has been a bad, bad boy. Let's get started.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does, my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yes, it does.
And now your host,
speaking for this guy,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
That ambulance was very
Mr.
close.
Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas video. What'd you call it? Homework?
Net home.
The Vegas video net home.
I think it was net home.
Very good. And by the way, if I might be the first to congratulate you because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right, which means, oh, by the way, before that, don't let me skip ahead.
Where we now charge for parking.
That's, oh man, you're killing me, Smalls. These two crazy looking kids here, you love us. You know why? 30,000 years of experience living here, which means we're not going to only tell you what it's like to live here, which we will do, but we're going to give you our adventures.
We're the original city planners.
We are, which explains all of it, really. Right.
Well, we talked about parking being ready to go in 2000. We weren't quite ready yet to start paying for parking.
Well, we're kind of, you know, we're forward thinking. Besides talking about parking, holy Christ, we'll talk about our adventures on the Strip and downtown, Fremont Street. And by the way, if you're a tourist, if you're a visitor, if you're a fan of this city, guess what? This show is like your very own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. In other words, this is going to turn you into the pretty girl at the party. People will love you, and they will look up your skirt. Hey!
Hey!
Our show is live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us in the live chat. We are here. They are there. Who are the best-looking people in all of the interweb?
It's not even close.
It's live chat people.
Absolutely.
They become famous. They get interrupted because they're like, mommers. Isn't that Pops and isn't that Mike and isn't that Danny and isn't that Eric? And they're like, oh, I've heard about you. You're very, very famous and I want to be just like you.
We have a rather diverse crowd as well.
We do.
Yeah.
We are literally the Rainbow Coalition. Because when you think of two white guys, you think of the Rainbow Coalition.
Well, we have that mass appeal.
Well, sure we
no
have.
Question.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. Great to have you here. I own the Vegas Video Network. Been an online broadcaster for oh so many years. And I am joined by, well, God bless his little heart. He hates everything. On Facebook. We call him RQS. We call him Drinky Pants. He's the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Brett Grant.
Hello again, everybody. Great to be here. Great to be with you. How are you, Scotty Poo?
I am.
Did you enjoy your MLK holiday?
I'm good, Brett Biscuit.
Did you take the day off on Monday? Did you work?
I was very busy today,
I was
actually
working as well.
Today's
Tuesday.
Yesterday. Yeah. I had two co-ops and a Vegas Video Network show. I was busy.
Yeah. Plus, so other than the mail not being delivered or the banks being open, everything else was normal.
I was busy as a busy little dancer guy.
As was I. Busy guy.
Over under. Well, your station can't take off on the holidays, right?
No,
Actually,
we don't.
You probably do more business on the holidays.
That'd be awesome. You just say, poof. See you guys on Tuesday.
Right. Just play music.
Not quite. Just nothing. See ya.
Now, does your business go up when you?
It depends if we have a special weekend, sale attributed to what's going on. So, which we did not this time because we didn't.
Because you're like,
after you get through the holidays and you get through the end of the year and you go through, okay, you have Thanksgiving, you have a big blowout. We have a big pre-Christmas sale, right. And then you do something right before Christmas, and then you do something, of course, end of the year blowout. You're kind of like, I don't want to think of any more sales for a while. Let's not worry about
just
it.
Just order.
Yeah, just order and pay full price.
Shut up and order.
All right, just pay full price.
Shut up and deal.
Exactly.
So over under.
Let's go a little longer today because I got a feeling you're going to be a little cantankerous. As I know I always am.
I don't feel tankers.
Let's go 88 with a hook.
All right, we got a new one in the live chat. I think I've never seen Lefty Four Fingers.
Oh, I love that name. Lefty Four Fingers.
Lefty Four Fingers has joined us. I didn't see him until just now, so I don't know where he's from or how he heard of us. He's right underneath Jimmy Two G's. I'm telling you.
They're together.
It is the mafia has taken over the living in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Lefty Four Fingers is actually a doctor who's lost fingers on both hands. He only has four left. Oh.
Hello, Lefty. Hey, how you doing? Hey,
yeah, he's only got two.
How'd you hear about us? Jimmy 2G's told me I should come and check you fellas out.
Absolutely.
Thought I might come by the studio a little bit later. No.
With my Gat gun.
How about you don't come by? That would be a bad thing. Let's just say that you don't come by.
Hey, what are we talking about? Hey now, he says.
Hey,
so,
now.
Lefty, where are you from?
Where you from, Lefty? Scoop. And how did you find out about us? Let us know. And we apologize for wasting your time. So, what is the main topic? The main topic today is he's in my living room. Oh, it must be Steve. Good Lord. I could do 15 minutes on why he's got four fingers, but I'm not doing it because I'm a polite fella.
Oh, okay.
I've turned a leaf.
Fair enough.
That's fucking crazy. Today's main topic, has Vegas lost its cool?
Now, why do you use the word cool?
Right. It's two words.
Okay.
Two words in one here. Has Vegas lost its cool, as in, you know how you get stressed out and you've lost your cool? And has Vegas lost its, hey, cool. I'm pretty cool.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Right?
Two double meetings.
That's right. Okay. And so we're going to begin by talking about what everybody's talking about here in the city and a lot of the tourist folks, and that is, of course, MGM has decided to charge for parking. Let me read a little bit from the press release from Jim Murren and his minions, MGM Resort International, to enhance guest parking experience. Enhance the guest parking
experience. The line begins quickly.
Right. We're not even into the press release yet. I have just begun, and we're going to enhance guest parking experience and new parking facilities, new technology, and upgrade existing stuff. MGM Resort International today announced the launch of a major parking strategy, an investment to address long-term growth in visitation in Las Vegas. The $90 million strategy will expand and enhance parking infrastructures, take advantage of new technology, and meet the changing consumer tastes and demands. The strategy includes the implementation of a parking fee program.
That's always been the visitor strategy. I want to pay for parking. I can't believe they won't take my money.
Exactly,
you fucking bastards. I want to pay for parking.
Right. And they say, quote, the parking process is our customers' first and last touch points with us. Our guests expect and deserve an enhancement to this aspect of our resort, said Corey Sanders, a man who clearly wears a flak jacket to work every day because this guy is getting creamed in the press. We've taken into account our customer feedback. Yes, Corey, please charge me. That makes
me
happy.
Yeah, I'd like to see the customer that fed that back to you. And by the way, do I get a kiss before you screw me?
Right.
All right. Do I at least get a reach around? Huh? Something? Good Lord.
So we've taken into account the feedback and carefully planned these improvements to address some of the most common concerns. Challenging navigation.
Okay.
Do I go up that ramp? Or do I go down that ramp?
I will give them that. Sometimes it is challenging navigating the parking garage.
Right. It's hard to figure to go up or down.
Yeah.
Difficult finding available spaces. Yep, I get that. We acknowledge this aspect of resort experience, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, they're also going to build a 54,000 space parking structure near the northwest corner of the Excalibur Hotel. This is meant to absorb the further visitor growth and enhance the experience of attendees who are going to be going and hanging out at the brand new T-Mobile Arena, the park and the theater at Monte Carlo. Construction begins in second quarter 2016. It'll be done in second quarter 2017.
Now, my question there is real quick.
Yep.
The Monte Carlo is across the Tropicana. 8 lanes of traffic with no place to walk. Are they going
to
build
a bridge.
Pedestrian bridge across, or are you going to have to walk down to the corner go across there, and then you're at New York?
Oh, I think I read somewhere that they thought people were going to walk on Martin.
Tropicana. Dean Martin?
Yes.
Dean Martin's one. Yes, it is.
Is that the one on the backside?
Yeah, it's Dean Martin.
Because somebody asked about that. Okay, here's what they're going to do. Redesign the parking facility. Parking guidance system that will guide guests, mobile technology allowing you to check spaces, upgraded LED lights, lighting, and elevator and escalator upgrades and enhancements. Okay, what's this going to cost, they say. All right, so here's what they're thinking. We're going to charge, parking fees will be moderate when compared to similar fees in other markets.
Right.
This is critical. An overnight guest utilizing self-parking will be paying $10 or less. Not likely less, by the way. Las Vegas locals will be given a grace period for free parking after the program starts, and then their free parking status can be continued by enrolling and earning privileges through M Life, the company's customer loyalty program. Non-resident guests can also earn free parking status through M Life. Visitation in Las Vegas continues to grow as guests come to Las Vegas to experience all we have to offer from leisure and business. We don't take this change lightly. We recognize this is a significant departure from a long-established paradigm in Las Vegas market. However, after months of analysis, we're doing it. Okay, basically, that's what he said. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. So I wrote on Facebook that I said, first of all, let's talk about the parking structure. I said with this T-Mobile Arena or whatever it is, which is supposed to hold 20,000 people, right? I said
18 to 20, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I said, I will never go there because they're not building parking for it. They're building parking for it.
They heard you.
Sounds good, right?
Right.
Wait a minute, hold on, stand by. I don't know if you remember that. It said it was a 3,000 space parking structure. Right. Let's say the average number of people in a car who go to a concert, let's say it's 2.
Right.
Let's say. So that's how many people? 6,000. So 20,000 minus 6,000 is?
Still
14,000 people. So what they're telling me is they expect that if we're going to fill an arena, 14,000 people are going to be tourists. I think that's utter bullshit.
Well, I don't think it thinks that. I think you're using other parking structures that are there that have space available. And with the MGM, with their trolley or train system, you could park at the Bellagio and be able to go down to the T-Mobile.
Yes.
And which I was thinking about doing myself.
Don't disagree with it,
you know.
But they're underbuilding this structure. I said, look at 3,000 spaces is nothing. That's nothing.
No, but there are traffic studies about all that stuff. I don't think they just made up 3,000 to say that's the number that's going to solve the problem. I think they put little bit of thought into
it. I'm sure they put in a little bit of thought. So, you know, what's been the feedback here? So,
well, I'm sure it's horrible.
It's been unbelievable. Yeah. So first, on MGM's Facebook page, they put this press release up there. 460 comments on this press release. Now, I went through most of them. Well, a lot of them. I couldn't find a positive one. I'm sure there's one there. I'm sure somebody said, I'm the guy they talked to. I'm the one that said,
I'm the one that wanted to pay.
Please let me pay for parking so I can have a red blinky light or a green blinky light that tells me where that happens. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Doesn't Cosmopolitan do that?
And they're not charging.
Wait, did they? Because I got some heat from somebody who works at MGM. She and I were debating a little bit, and she's like, "Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's being reported in the Review Journal. You know who owns the Review Journal, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, I believe it's Sheldon Adelson." By the way, have you read the reporting in the Review Journal about that guy?
They're not too happy.
He's the worst guy in their view. Right. So if anything, they're going to be making you look good, not Sheldon.
Right.
So that didn't play out. So then the article hits the Review Journal, 850 online comments.
Right. That's got to be the most I've ever.
It is. By a factor of 10.
Really?
That's 10 times more than any article they've ever had before, as an average. 85 they might get, which is huge. And then, so today I wanted to check, because there is a survey they did I'm going to show you in a second. They had a second article about it this morning, front page, and it said, that guy, Corey, is getting, just... They were shocked by how vitriol the response is. Here's the survey on the Review Journal. The question is, What do you think about paying for parking at Las Vegas casino strips?
See, okay, right off the get-go, looking at the winner of that thing.
Looking at the winner.
71% of the people.
Says, nope, no free parking, then I'm never going again.
That is 100% utter bullshit.
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
People are not going to boycott the strip.
I don't think it is.
70, okay, now suddenly 71% of Las Vegas marketers are saying, I'm never going there again because I have to pay for parking.
Hold on, let me just.
I say bull.
Let me see. Let me go through that. We'll talk about that. Yeah. So, okay, so it says, no free parking, 71%, I'm not going. I'll go, but I won't be happy about paying, what does that say, 15?
Yeah, 15%.
What that means is 86% of the people who respond to this, it was 6,100 people, 86% are not happy with that brand.
Okay. Right.
So, is that a good thing or a bad thing for MGM? It's clearly a bad thing. Now, Jackie had a point, and I think everybody has the same point, and that's this. Okay. They're doing the same thing like resort fees, which I'll talk about in a second, which is the second thing that cool people don't do. MGM is going to do that. MGM is going to put it out there. They're going to eat shit, which they are doing now. You know, their brand is just taking it in the ass. However, in time, it'll go away. This doesn't actually start until April.
Right.
So they've got months. So they're taking it. They're taking incoming. Oh my God. Come April time, I think there's something to be said with your argument, which basically is people aren't going to care anymore that it's going to show up. Your other argument is this. You said, yeah, but it's for overnight parking is where they're going to charge people. Yeah. And I said, okay, well, that's great.
If it stays that way.
Yeah. So
now, I'm not stupid enough to think it's going to be that way, but from a local standpoint, if you're, and you spend more time on the strip than I do, but I was down at an MGM property twice this weekend. Mm-hmm. Actually, about four times, driving back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I talked to a valet, and I talked to a pit boss. I asked them specifically both about, tell me about the parking thing. The valet guy wasn't happy. He said, we're fucked.
Valet guys.
He goes, we're going to have to, he goes, I'm going to have to get another job.
Yeah,
I'm screwed.
They're done.
And the pit boss goes, well, we had a meeting about it, but really nobody knows anything just yet.
Yeah.
My point is, if I go down for a show or an event or dinner and I park, now, I always valet. So I want to know, am I being charged a valet? I do too. Am I going to be charged a valet? Because right now it says overnight only.
Oh, no. It's overnight for parking. Valet will be charged.
Okay. Well, I want to know what that charge fee is. Because if I pay $5 to $10 to valet anyway in tips, and it's $5 to $10 now to valet park, I'll probably still valet park.
What are the chances of that?
For me?
I mean, what are the chances
100%.
That... No. Oh. I agree with that.
Yeah.
What are the chances that they're going to charge $5 to $10 for valet?
I think it'd probably...
Zero.
You think it'd be more than that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes at the MGM, at the main property, they're charging $20 more already to park.
No, well...
Or it's only for hotel guests.
Yeah,
they can get into valet at all.
No.
I guess we'll find out in that regard. So that's where... But again, the overnight stuff, if you don't valet and you're going down to the strip, like I go every Tuesday to... do our radio show down at the Palazzo, not an MGM property.
Right.
But if I'm not staying overnight, I use the parking garage. It doesn't affect me.
Right.
So if I'm going down to the Monte Carlo or the MGM and I'm not staying overnight, I want to see how it affects me.
Right. So here we go. So here's what happened when this came out. It was announced, I don't know, sometime this weekend or whenever it was. I immediately, boom, boom, got two emails from viewers.
Right.
Here's the first one. It's from Will. I just read an article about some strip casinos charging for parking the MGMs. This is an outrage, and I'm certain that someone will pipe in and say, hey, I have to pay for parking in my town, too. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that sucks large. And one of the best things about Vegas is that they never charge for petty things like parking. They wanted you to come back and not have to worry about those petty things that happen in your home city. Bad move, people. What's next? A charge for using the seats in the slot machine? I'm sure that there will be a lot more things to think of later, but now I'm pissed. So that's first guy. And then Alan, a longtime, viewer and contributor here.
Comes to Vegas a lot.
Right. Alan says, hey, not to sound like a whining girl, but really, MGM Resorts, you're going to really do this? I, for one, am really ticked off about this. Everyone can agree that resort fees suck, but this one really blows. Locals are going to be pissed. But those of us that drive into the city from neighboring states will be over the top pissed. This will change our Vegas experience. Every day, of our visits include driving to somewhere. in Vegas, out of Summerlin for breakfast, maybe to a local attraction like Hoover Dam or Red Rock, a trip to our favorite liquor store, Total Wine, or to an outlying restaurant for lunch. But with additional parking fees for in-and-out parking at our hotel, I'll have to think about the cost to check in the rest of the city. That sucks. What do you guys think? In my humble opinion, Jim Murren is an a-hole and changing Vegas in a bad way. And once this cat is out of the bag, the days of free parking on the Strip are gone. What's next? I can't even imagine. So, you say, you know, locals aren't going to care. They're just going to eat shit and go. I don't believe that's true, but I think there's
if it doesn't affect us the way I think it is. Now, if that changes and I'm being charged to go down to a show, then yeah, then it's going to be, then I'll be like, wait a second.
Okay, so let's
I look at it this way. Okay, if I go to, for example, I go to a lot of sporting events in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to a USC football game. Mm-hmm. To park across the street at the USC football game was $80.
Great. So stop. Okay? So it's not analogous. So I'm not talking about
it
sports.
Can be.
Well, no, it's not.
Well, that's what the T-Mobile Arena is going to be analogous.
Yeah, but that's so that's that is a nit.
You're still going to an event on the strip.
I don't disagree with that, but that's a nit. That's not what people are pissed off about. If they said to me, we're going to build a 50,000 thing parking structure and you're going to pay $10 to park, I mean, like, yeah, fuck, okay. I get that.
Well, MGM does have 37,000 parking spaces on their properties. So granted, they're spread out around town.
So here's the deal with the whole... So this happens a lot, and they said this in the press release. But other like cities charge for parking as well at their hotels.
They do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So you can't have it both ways, though. So in the beginning, part of the allure of Vegas was... We're not like other cities.
I don't agree with you.
It absolutely is true.
Well, that part is true.
They said that here.
But no one's ever gone to Las Vegas because of free parking.
Yes, they do.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, yes, they do.
Or going to Vegas for the free buffet, for the $1.99 buffets they used to be able to get.
It's accumulative. It's part of the cool
of Vegas. Oh, I disagree
with that. Oh, it absolutely is
part of it. I don't think that factors into it.
I just heard from two people saying I'm pissed off about this.
Sure. I'm sure people are pissed.
But here's the other thing. What percentage of people drive, who are tourists, drive to Vegas. Do you know?
Oh, I bet you it's more than half.
It's 58%.
Yeah, okay.
58% of people, which is good. I didn't think it was that high.
Yeah. Well, Southern California, Arizona,
58% of people,
sure.
Yeah. 58% of people come here on wheels.
Sure.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles, buses. 58%.
Okay.
Those people are parking overnight.
Sure.
Those people are going to be pissed. And it's going to, without question... The whole thing that they say everybody else does this, you can't have it both ways. You can't say we don't do that because we're cool and hip, and now you can't say we do it. Here's why everybody does this.
Have they ever said we don't charge for parking because we're cool and hip?
Yes, that's part of the vibe of Las Vegas. They don't say it because they didn't have to.
I think if you talk about the cool vibe of Las Vegas, the free parking would be like number 9,726.
No, it's part
down
of
the
it.
List.
It's part of the fabric that makes Vegas different. Here's the other thing. So the parking at let's pick San Francisco or pick New York or wherever.
Sure.
Okay. So you have to pay to park at those hotels.
$50 a night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's the difference between parking at those hotels and our hotels?
I have no idea.
Fucking casino. Billions of dollars of revenue is what's used to compensate
not as many
for
people,
that.
Not as many people are gambling.
True.
Now. Gaming revenue is
But
way
why
down.
Is that happening?
Because people don't have any money.
Well, I don't know about that. They
the
have
economy
money.
Sucks.
Well, but so here's the deal. If you're saying, okay, hold on, wait a minute. We're doing the same thing as everybody else. Great. Then you are fucked, Vegas, because A, you're not using your gambling to say that that's helping, and it clearly is.
Sure.
And then if you're saying, well, wait a minute, our properties are better, the fuck they are. I have been in better hotels in a bunch of other cities, San Francisco, Orlando, New York,
Let's take New York. Let's take San Francisco. Let's take Los Angeles.
Sure.
Take away the gambling from Las Vegas, and what do you have? You don't have Las Vegas.
You have New York.
You don't have New York. You
have
anything.
San Francisco.
You don't. Those are world-class cities.
We have world-class hotels.
But the attraction is gone.
You're wrong.
The gambling is the attraction of Las Vegas.
But you just got done saying it isn't anymore. It's not.
Well, it's not as much, but
that's
the attraction
right.
is the gambling. No, for 80,
it's one of
100
them.
Years, it's been.
Yeah, it used to be.
It's still number one.
Okay.
It's still
number then
one.
If that's the case, you can't go back and say, well, if San Francisco does it, they charge for these things, we should be able to too. They're losing their fucking mind by doing this. And it's all it's going to do right now, well, a week ago, Vegas was still here. Vegas was still the cool thing. I promise you, as they continue to do this thing, the difference is going to change because they're taking away the power of gambling. They're taking that away, and they're saying, oh, we're just like everybody else. We're doing parking. I'll talk about resort fees in a second. Yeah. We're doing the same thing as everybody else. Then why would I go there? Well, if the gambling's not as important, okay, then what's the other part? Is it the hotel? Nope. Because I've been to very nice hotels, not in Vegas. Sure, sure, sure. Okay, is it the other things that are the entertainment part? Because that's part of the argument now, right? Well, I've been to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World. I've been to Harry Potter World. It was better than any experience I've had at any show here.
Yeah, but nobody was handing you a strippers free to your room or come to your room.
And nobody does that shit. So it's a comedic play, but nobody fucking does that.
I know.
So what's happening is they're literally strangling themselves and changing the way they look compared to these other locations. I think it's just a massive, massive mistake. And then it takes me, oh, by the way, so just so nobody panics, just so you know how many casinos this actually affects on the Strip, there's 30 casinos on the Strip, plus or minus one or two. MGM owns 10. So it's about 30% of the casinos on the Strip.
I'm not naive enough to think that this won't be at every property soon, because it will be. Because it's not going to make a difference. I don't believe that this will affect these guys at all. Now, I'm not in favor of this, by the way. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate.
I don't disagree with you.
It will not change my habits of going to the Strip. I don't go all the time anyway. And if I have to pay to go down there,
it will
then
change.
I will. Look, it'll, you go down there every weekend.
And I also use valet, which is not the overnight parking thing. So I don't know what it means for parking. If I just want to go and
I want to know more about it first. Yeah, how much are you charging me to valet?
And they don't know. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing about this bullshit press release is it was so unclear about what was going on. So they got pinged by the Review Journal. They got more questions were asked. They became more clear. Oh, yeah, we're going to charge more at Bellagio for parking than we are, say, at Luxor. And by the way, Circus, which is an MGM property, which most people don't know, free parking. So the parking overnight will be
free. So suddenly Circus will be the most popular place in the Strip.
You still got to pay for valet parking. All right. So this parking thing, I think, is really a bad play for them. I just think it's just sad. And they're hoping to make $300 million as a result of these different things. Now, they didn't say we're going to make $300 million in parking, but we all know what this is all about. This is happening because MGM has been mismanaged. And that's all there is to it. Do you think the Wynn is doing this? I think they will. You know why? For the same reason resort fees. So when did resort fees happen?
Did you see, on a tangent real quick, there was a thing, the cleanliness of hotel rooms. The higher the price the hotel room, the less clean your room is. Versus economy hotels.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw that report the other day. Now, Ted is saying to me that I'm not the typical Strip-going local. I think I'm pretty much right there, the average schmo when it comes down to going down to the Strip. Now, if it wasn't for my radio show, I'm down there once a week.
And you wouldn't go.
I would be down there probably once a month or so.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the average
person
in Las Vegas is spending much more time down there. They go to the occasional show. They go to the occasional dinner. Obviously, if you work down there, this doesn't affect you if you work down there, unless you're a valet, because you have your own employee parking garages. So it's not affecting them at all.
No,
I think if you ask the average person.
I think you are the average person.
How often do you go to the Strip?
Yeah, I think you are.
It's a couple times a month.
Most locals don't want to go down to the Strip because it's expensive, because the food's expensive and the drinks are expensive and all that good shit. So I actually think you are. I'm not the typical guy, for sure. But the real question is, if 58% of the people who are tourists here, 58% drive here, that's a fucking problem.
Well, we'll find out if they go somewhere else and don't go.
And they should.
But if it's $10 for overnight and you're coming to Las Vegas for your weekend stay and you're staying on Friday night, Saturday night, leaving Sunday, or two nights. Let's just say it's two nights. Yeah. Are you not going to come over $20?
Maybe. Because
spend $20 on two cafe latte mochaccino cappuccino.
Well, here's the other thing they say. Oh yeah, but you can, if you're an M Life, you can park for free. That's not what they said.
Well, you have to gamble to get your
free. No, yeah, they said is you could be an M Life member and earn free park. Oh, now I got to earn free park. Wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, what you're like telling me is it used to be I could earn comps, free food, free drink, free gambling, fun stuff. But now I get to earn free parking. Holy Christ. Yeah, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. This is the what it should be is, if you're an M Life person, which means we have your identification, we know who you are, where you live, and everything there is about you. We know if you have a bank account, we can actually see your bank account. Believe me, they can. You get to fucking park for free. That's what they should do. All right, resort fees. This is the other part about not being cool. All right. When did resort fees really pop up? It was about 2008 or so.
Okay.
This was, again, an MGM thought, hey, way to go, on the leading edge once again of being a shit. So MGM, about 2008, they started doing resort fees. Why? Well, the economy was tanking. Things were bad. Sure. Things were bad all over the place. They're like, yeah, it's a temporary thing. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Let's do that. At the time, Caesars, Harrah's at the time, said, yep, we're not doing it. We don't think it's necessary. We're going to get away. Now, of course, resort fees are everywhere. Here's the problem with that. What a resort fee is a hidden bullshit tax.
Agree.
It should be illegal. I think it is. And actually,
part of your quote. Yeah,
it is complete bullshit. And here's the thing. You guys gotta figure this out. The average resort fee on the Strip is about $33. $33 a day. So I went on today and said, okay, I want to go check out and get a hotel at Ariette. I looked at a couple places. I tried to do it this week, and the prices were all over the place because of AVN, the adult video thing, which I'll be going to on Friday, by the way. So I'm like, okay, well, let me do a couple weeks away. So the average price I saw for a decent hotel here was about $100 midweek. That means a resort fee is the equivalent of 35% of the cost of that. 35%.
Well, the group of people that I was visiting, my brother was in town this weekend, they were all... They were here for a soccer tournament, and they were all stayed at the Monte Carlo. And the rooms were $65, but the resort fee made it $95, $98.
50%.
The guy goes, I don't mind paying it. Just tell me. Don't give me the sticker going, what do you mean it's $98?
Right, and the problem is, and it used to be in the beginning, there were some places, Harrah's, for example, who were like, or Caesars, were saying, well, we're not doing resort fees. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's a $10 thing, or it's a $100 room, $130, $100. So Harrah's is like, we're leaving 30% on the table.
Well, and the other part is if you add that resort fee into your cost, let's say you make it $130 instead of listing it at $100, you're not getting bookings because everybody thinks you're 30% higher than everybody else.
So here's the thing.
Right.
It just pisses me. By the way, there is one property on the Strip that doesn't have a resort fee. One.
Which is?
Alera. You know what that is? It's the one at Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
That's the only one. So I'm like, I'm going to Alera, which actually have really nice rooms. So I've decided if I ever decide to run for office, which I think I might do now.
Okay.
It's not a good idea.
You've got to run for Clark County because that city of Las Vegas won't do you any good.
Doesn't matter. I'm running. Las Vegas. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to have two parts to my campaign. One, resorts fees. No such thing. You can't have them. You got to charge me what you're going to charge me. And include what you're going to include, or, I mean, what's it for? Oh, it's for internet access and incidentals and then water.
Which is hilarious, because if you think about this, internet access. If I go to the Courtyard by Marriott or a little Hilton property, it's free. The more expensive property I go to,
they're
the ones that are charging me for the internet access.
Oh, by the way, if I go to, let's say Orlando. You know how much my internet access there was? Fucking zero.
Yeah, most of them are free.
Yeah, how about that? Oh, wait a minute, but they charge over there. Wait a minute, what about the parking? Yeah, you're fucking...
It's funny, more expensive the hotel, the more you're paying for
these
things.
That was at a nice hotel. So here we are. Right. Here's my platform. A, resort fees. Bullshit. You've got to tell me what it costs. If you want to charge me for internet access, charge me the line item for internet access for $10 or $14. If I need it, fucking charge me.
Well, make it a la carte.
That's
at least
what
give
it should
me the
be.
Choices. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you. I'm fine with that.
So I'm going to run on the no resort fee, no virus campaign. That's my second campaign.
No virus.
No virus. If you put a virus on my computer, that's a felony. And I'm going to hunt you down, you fuck.
Have you gotten a virus on a computer?
Of course I have.
Oh, have you?
Do you know anybody who hasn't got a virus
once? I
don't
think I ever have.
I've had some pretty spooky
viruses. I've gotten things from the sheets in the hotels, but not on the computer.
No, I actually got one that, you know, that the ransomware where it basically encrypts your whole hard drive? I had that happen. That was not pleasant. So no resort fee and a virus. We're going to track you down. We're going to hunt you down like the piece of shit you are.
Right.
And I'm going to put you in jail for 20 years. Let's call it 20. because you are a felon piece of crap. That's going to be my platform. No resort fees, no viruses. I will be elected for the 10th District Assemblyman. I don't know what the hell I mean by that, but that's what I want.
You can't be a city councilman because the Strip is not in Las Vegas.
I don't care.
You got to be a Clark County commissioner.
I am going to run as the runaway candidate.
All right, there you go. He's running. I've run away. I'm a hobo.
Vote for
I'm
me.
The hobo candidate.
Vote for me because this is bullshit.
Well, I guess what we'll find out is when those people from Southern California and the wheels. Now, Ted, you're giving me all kinds of stuff about $100 a night, $30 resort fee, $50 a car rental, yada, yada, yada. Most people aren't here for more than the average tourist is 3 nights.
3.5 days.
So let's just, that's nice. 3 nights. Let's just focus on the three nights part.
So that's $90 in resort fees.
And if 58% 10. Of the people are driving, there is no flight. It's $100 for them round trip and gas.
Right, right.
Or
but the car rental, he's right there.
Okay, that brings up a point. Because if it does affect anybody first, people will say, well, I'm not renting a car now. If I flew in from San Diego or I flew in from Chicago,
yep.
I'm not renting a car now.
Right.
So now you're not going to worry about that fee.
Yeah. So now what they're doing is they're fucking car rental companies. Well, nice.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, at least it's corporations fucking corporations.
Okay.
So this way you take Uber or you take something else or you take the taxis.
Right.
And if you get around, you get around. Now, if your plans are only going to be on the Strip, then you just do on the Strip.
It is the apocalypse. What we are seeing is it's the equivalent of the resort fees. It's going to be prevalent. You are right, I believe.
I think so too, yeah.
I hope you're wrong. I hope they get such a shitstorm that they go, oh, we got to pump the brakes on this. We got to figure out what we're going to do here.
It'll be interesting if Caesars, Harrah's, the other big player on the Strip, holds out.
Well, God
and
bless
uses
them.
That as a marketing ploy.
And they did. By the way,
we're not charging you to park.
And Caesars had
But we have upgraded our resort fee by $10.
Well, Caesars has, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but Caesars, Harrah's at the time, did a whole campaign that was about, we don't do resort fees. Until they did.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're good.
Never mind.
30%? Fuck, I can't walk away from that money. All right.
So somebody will be the Southwest Airlines of the Strip and hold out. Maybe it'll be Steve Wynn. Maybe it'll be Sheldon Adelson. Maybe that's the way for him to get in everybody's good graces. Hey, the Venetian, the Palazzo, we don't charge you to park. Come on down here.
Okay, so we're
vote Republican.
We're losing our cool. We're doing parking chargings. Resort fees are always basically the devil's diaper. I don't know, I just made that up. And here's the other thing. This whole shopification of the Strip is literally...
Hey, what happened to the boat?
Beelzebub saying, yeah. I just want to take everything that was fun about Las Vegas and just fuck it.
Well, that property, though, is not owned by anybody. It's a single owner.
I don't care.
They're like, we're trying to survive over here.
Yeah, so here's it. First of all, CVS, Walgreens. How many of them are on the Strip?
I'm going to
round off. That's right.
There's a Walgreens directly across the street, by the way.
Yeah, there's a Walgreens. They're everywhere.
There is.
But we don't have enough in Las Vegas. Yeah. There's probably 200 of them in Las Vegas, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
100 of them are on the Strip, either a CVS or a Walgreens.
Right.
Now, let's not be a casino anymore. Let's not have that groovy casino vibe. Let's do shopping. All right, Bally's. All right, TI. All right, Excalibur coming up. Monte Carlo. What are you people doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They have failed to figure out how to earn money. Why is that? What did they do to do that? Well, did they maybe overbuild? Could that have been it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the evolving marketplace. Because if you think about it, think about this overall.
Yeah.
You're getting charged for everything now. So think of it as a simple restaurant. Now you're being charged automatically 18% gratuity. Oh, you have 8 people in your party? I'm automatically throwing the gratuity on there no matter what.
Yep.
Oh, you want to split your meal? It's an extra $8 to split your meal.
Yeah.
Okay, they're charging you for everything. There's 100 examples. Have you ever flown Spirit Airlines?
Well, that's
it's so cheap.
Here.
Oh, it's so cheap. Right. Seat assignment, $12.
Right. Did you want
baggage? Yeah.
Wait, are you wearing shoes?
Yeah.
$5.
Exactly. Oh, is that a scarf? $12.
Right.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Exactly.
So this is not because, look at, yeah. No,
it's
I
just the way the whole society is going.
People aren't gambling. They're shopping more. Really? Bullshit. There's no way. There is no way.
Yeah.
People fly or drive, 58% drive apparently, to Las Vegas so they can go shopping at some fucking mall. That's not what they're doing. Now, the wife might go off for a little shopping while the husband goes out and gambles, which is a very sexist thing to say, but I'll go with that. I'll concede that. But come on.
Well,
why would they sacrifice? This is actually the most egregious example. So this used to be one of the coolest facades of every casino out there.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Beautiful boat, great ride. It's a great thing. And then they screwed it up with Sirens of TI, and they're like, no, this is not screwed up enough. I have an idea. Let's rip the boat out. Let's put a Senior Frog restaurant in the front, which has nothing to do with pirates or TI stuff. Wait a minute. That's not quite screwed up enough. Oh, I have an idea. Do you know anybody who's got a CVS? Do I? We've got them all over the place. Let's build a weird office building on the corner that doesn't match anything. This would be a failed grade if an architect said, yeah, yeah, no, I've got an idea for TI. I want to build a really cool CVS right there. It'd be like, you know, the professor would be like, dude, I don't get it. You got to go back to community college. Right. We're not building that stupid thing. Meanwhile, they built it. They built it. They sacrificed the boat. They built the boat. Oh, my God. What is
happening?
Okay? I am so pissed off.
I think Scott, have a drink. Have a drink. Yeah, okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Okay. All right.
It'll be all right.
One last thing, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Man, this is bullshit. All right. I was at House of Blues. You ever been there?
Yeah, Mandalay Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to that little downstairs place? Uh-huh.
At Mandalay Bay, at House of Blues,
you mean? Yeah. You been to it?
Uh-huh.
Did you like it?
No.
I liked it.
Oh, you didn't like the fact that you can...
No. It's great.
I like to sit.
It was good. Well, yeah.
That's my only reason.
Yeah, I get you. It's great.
Otherwise, it's a great venue.
Really good venue.
Yeah.
I saw the House
Sunday,
Seats
the Gospel Sunday brunch that they do there on Sundays.
They do it
it's
there?
It's kind of fun.
That lower place?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great venue to watch rock music. And they've got, it's surrounded by bars. It's a great thing. I want to show you what a $14 drink looks like.
Oh, yeah. Tiny.
There you go. So, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the last week or so, I've been fighting off a cold. My NyQuil cap of fluid is about the same size as that fucking drink.
Oh, you went and saw a concert thing.
It was the Jagged Little Pill thing.
That's
for
right,
House
Seats. The Alanis Morissette.
So that little drink, about the size of a NyQuil cap, was $14. Now, it was a real crown and diet, but here's
the deal.
Thank
God you had to pay to park.
Yeah, right. Actually, I did valet. I valeted Delano, actually, and walked over there, which was actually a pretty smart move.
Mandalay Place is the best place to valet.
Yeah, it's a good place as well. Yeah. I agree. So this little drink here, $14, it is literally the size of a giant thimble.
It was about 8 ounces?
No. It, with the ice in it?
Oh, that's true.
I doubt it. Yeah, $14. Look, here's the deal. We all know that this has been going on for... This is, by the way, the number one reason why locals don't want to go to the Strip is because of that nonsense.
Right.
What is the profit on that drink? I don't know. Let's call it $13. Does that seem a little excessive? Let's go with, yeah. Yeah, it's a little excessive. Quit jerking people around with these drink prices. You don't have to do that. There are other very nice casinos who have spent millions and millions of dollars to build them, and they're paying lots of money for all their employees, and they're not charging me $14 for a NyQuil cap of frickin' crown.
Right.
Pump the brakes, kids. Just back off a little bit. Make that about $5. Make it $10. But $14? Come on. Oh, wait, you're paying for the ambiance. Yeah, I can get that same concert ambiance in probably 20 places in Las Vegas, and I don't have to spend $14 for those drinks. Oh, by the way, I went back and said, I see you've got a special $10 Moscow Mule with your special vodka. I'll take that. Oh, pretty cool. Much bigger cup, and they charged me $12.
Right.
Wait a minute, it says $10 right there. Now, I didn't want to fight with her because she was an Amazonian woman, and I thought she might actually squish me. But it's those kind of things. What are you guys people doing? Quit jerking people around. All right, so that's why Las Vegas has lost its cool. But here's the question. Does Las Vegas have any cool left?
Sure.
I don't know.
There's us.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's us.
There's us. Here's what I would say. If you think, what's your favorite part of Vegas? Not now. Let's think about it for a while. Maybe next week we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Maybe we'll discover.
As I posted on Facebook, my favorite childhood memory was not paying bills.
That's when you know. All right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to just, relax a little bit. Maybe have another thimble of crown or whatever.
Good idea.
And we'll be back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Hard to do when you've got the very white voice, baby.
You're barely white voice.
Man, all right. This is time for the listener email portion of the big show. That's where you send an email to onairq at livinginlv.com. Again, onairq at livinginlv.com. And we will read that which you speak to us.
I get to do the girls.
You do. And we don't have any girls.
All right,
so
I get to do the
Arnold, which is kind of a girl name.
The girliest of men.
Okay. FG Movie. Frank Gonzalez writes, hey, Scott.
Frank Gonzalez.
Hello, Frank. What is the make and model of the microphone you use? Thanks from Frank in New Jersey. This is an Electro Voice RE20, considered the classic mic for radio stuff. The one we have in our new studio is actually the next type of mic for that kind of thing, but this is an Electro Voice RE20. Next up, we've got Arnold Zumudo.
Arnold says, Zumudo. Hi, gentlemen. I'm coming to Las Vegas in early March for 5 nights with 4 friends from London.
Hello.
It's my belated stag do. Apparently, a do means
stag
party.
Do.
Yeah, it's a stag party.
I like stag dudes.
I was just wondering if you could give me 5 must-dos of the beaten path, please, if possible. Well, if you're coming to Vegas, you must do, since it's your stag do, some kind of naughty adult thing.
Got to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Which strip club do you recommend?
Now, that's a darn good question, because it's
I've never been to one.
Really?
I've never been to a strip club here in Las Vegas.
I've only been to
I've
been to a few, and when you come home and it says you have glitter on you. What's the going?
Well, I've got glitter in my studio, so that's my line. Shit, I got glitter there. I can't. Actually, Danny brought glitter once, and I still got glitter all over the studio.
That's a good question. Now, it depends on what you like, and if you want to go high pricey, probably Sapphire, Treasures.
I've heard good things about Sapphire.
You want to go a little more raunchy, you go Cheetahs, you go...
What's the one that's 2 stories? One's men and one's women.
The OG, Olympic Gardens?
Yes.
Yeah. My personal favorite back in the day
freaks me out that you know
was
that,
Club Paradise, which
that?
Is across from the Hard Rock.
Oh yeah, is that like a
it was a very it was a very nice place.
Was
back,
it really
back in the day? Now it's before it's pre Sapphire and Treasures.
How does
all that
Kathy?
Stuff.
What's the feedback Kathy gives you during?
Who's Kathy?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Stay away from Glitter Gulch. That's the one on Fremont Street.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Glitter Gulch. You
the,
don't.
They will do.
You don't want to go to the totally nude ones either. Although I did know there's a couple of guys I played sports with who were dating girls from the totally nude places, and they were nice girls.
Of course they were.
I mean, they were, you know.
Well, they're psychology majors going to UNLV.
They were going to UNLV at the time.
Were. What else would they be doing?
Well, they were young.
It's in the fucking script.
Yes. I'm not sure they're psychology majors or not.
I remember I had a friend who went to Glitter Gulch, which is the one on Fremont Street.
Which you don't want to go to.
So funny. So they go in there, and I'm like, I'm not going in there. I want to stay married. Melissa doesn't really dig that stuff. So because I'm a pussy. So I went out, and I'm hanging around. And so he comes out, let's call it an hour later.
Yeah.
And he was in love. And he was pretty sure that, I know, whatever her name was, Propecia, was in love with him as well. And just kept going on, oh, I got to go back.
Right.
She really likes me. Look, Bill, just telling you, brother.
Go back in there with no money, Bill, and see how much she likes you.
It's not a play. It's no good.
Yes.
Just, you know, go change your pants. And let's go ahead and get those big giant beers. Well, by the way, that's the other thing that's no longer cool. You used to be able to walk around with big giant beers and on Fremont Street. They've, of course, raped me there as well. Okay.
Okay, well, they wanted a few other things to do.
All right, so...
you got to do a strip club.
Strip club. You got to go to a nice restaurant.
Sure.
And that's up to you. You like steak, go to Capital Grill. If you like anything else... Delmonico's is good, a great steak place.
Delmonico's, yeah.
Yeah. Other great
steak
places.
I think you gotta go have some fun at like a Casino Royale and play, you know, 50 cent craps and have a blast and all that kind of
stuff. And $1 beers, $2 beers there. That's actually a great idea.
Go downtown or somewhere like that and just go have some cheap drinks and cheap gambling.
Great idea. Now, for a bunch of guys, I'm not really sure if they're into shows, like, you know, the kind of production shows that you see. I don't know that I really see that, but I would probably do a comedy show.
Maybe your Absence that you like or something like that might be a fun show to
do. Absence would be good. It's not cheap, you know, $100 a pop-ish. So, but there's a boatload of comedy shows on the Strip.
Sure. Go to a concert, maybe.
Good. Yeah. So any comedy show would be good. If you're downtown, I recommend Mike Hammer's show. It's a really funny show. He's very good. And it's inexpensive. And close up, you can see him. It's a great show. And you're down, you have to go to Fremont Street Experience one night.
Sure.
For sure. Just hang out and people watch. I would say go. I'm not sure what days you're going to be here. Thursday, Fridays, you know, Saturdays are the best times to go down. Then you get more people there.
Yeah, they're from the UK. Maybe if you're a golfer, bring your sticks and go out and play some golf. We've got some great golf courses in town.
Yep, there you go.
I would recommend you go to Reflection Bay, my favorite course in Las Vegas. It's not close to town. It's about 45 minutes away, but it's a fabulous place to go.
I don't think he mentioned where he was staying either. That would have informed us a little bit if he said, "Yeah, we're hanging out at the Stratosphere." I'm like, "Wait a minute."
Yeah.
That changes everything. You should go to Denny's and then go.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's it for On Air Q for our listener email. Thanks too much. Now it's time for real quick stories, beginning with Brett and Radio.
I have a real quick story involving my pooch, a.k.a. the Radio. And hang on, I'll give Scott a picture of Radio so he can show everybody what she looks like now. It's been a while since you've seen her.
It's a regal dog.
She's looking good there.
Look at that dog.
There's Radio. She is now about 10 months old and about between 50 and 55 pounds. That's how much she weighs now.
That is a regal beast.
She is very strong. Mm. Okay, she's strong for a puppy yet. So my house, I have a two-story home, and my bedroom faces west, and we have a balcony off our bedroom. So Saturday morning, it's about 8 o'clock, I was still in bed, and I hear the dog barking. And my wife has already been up for a couple of hours, so I hear the dog barking. I'm thinking the dog is in the backyard, which is where my bedroom is, right? But my house backs up to a six-lane road. So you hear car traffic, you hear motorcycles, you hear stuff. Right. So I hear the dog barking, and then I hear my wife crying. No, I hear her crying.
That's
screaming.
That wasn't a very good cry.
She's crying.
Nope. Sometimes
so,
you push
so
the
I
wrong
go
button.
And I look out the balcony, and I see my wife on the other side of the street, six lanes of traffic and a median, laying on the ground crying.
What?
Yeah. So now I'm like, I go put some pants on because like. So I open and I run on the balcony. I'm screaming my wife's name.
Right.
And there's another lady with her, and she also has a dog. I'm like, "Whoa, are you all right? Are you all right?" You know, across six lanes of traffic.
Right.
And the lady answers, "Oh, she lost her balance and fell. The dog got excited and dragged her across the street."
Oh no!
I'm like, "Holy shit!"
Oh no!
So I go and get my car. Because it's not like I can get directly across the street from my backyard. I got to go out my street, around the street, make a left, and be, because she had walked around the neighborhood and got to the corner and went across the street. So I get across the street, and what the hell happened? And she's got a big gash on her left knee and her hand, and she fell. And, you know, she's walking the dog with one hand and a cup of coffee in her other hand. And the dog got excited and took off.
Right.
And, of course, she's trying to hang on to the dog. Because it's the middle of a busy street with six lanes of traffic. She's with the dog to get hit or her to get hit.
Right.
And the dog's trying to go get to the other dog to go smell some ass, apparently. And
who wouldn't?
And who wouldn't, exactly. And she fell.
Yeah.
And before she let go of the thing, I guess the dog took her for a scooch while. I'm like, oh, my God. And, of course, I get in trouble for train your dog. I say, well, we're not taking a 60-pound
dog. Train your dog?
My wife. Oh. We're not taking. I actually felt very, very bad.
Yeah, right.
That did happen to her. But I'm thinking I wouldn't be taking my dog for a walk with one hand on a leash with a 60-pound dog or 55-pound dog and a cup of coffee, thinking I'm going to be able to control her if she gets excited.
Now, wait, was it an open cup of coffee or was it one of those? If it was open, That's insane.
I think she had it in the thermos. Okay. She made it at home, okay. But I don't think it was like a cup of. I think it was like a thermos of coffee. Yeah, she's walking across.
She have like a
right.
teacup.
Might as well have a pot, a pipe in her mouth. And we're taking this dog for a stroll.
Radio. I'm heel. Radio heel.
Yes. So anybody's been through dog training before, the proper way to do it is you have two hands on the leash. You have the control hand over here, especially with the big dog. And you have the dog gets a little bit of leash in your left hand, so you can make the dog heel, go left, go right. So they're walk, especially
like you're walking a horse,
especially big dogs. You're not walking your little guy. We're walking radio because you have to be able to keep control because they will rip your arm out of the socket if they get too excited.
That's crazy.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
So anyway, so she's been limping around the house all week.
So you bought her a saddle. I think that's very nice.
She probably would be able to ride her.
Come on, radio. Yeah. We're going for a ride.
I think the funny thing was when I got there. And I open the car door, I get Kathy in the car, and the dog, her ears are down, and she's just like,
I'm sorry.
I'm in trouble.
I'm bad.
And she didn't move the whole rest of the day. She kind of sat in her spot and went, I'm in trouble.
I'm ready for the saddle now.
I'm in trouble.
I'll have your
Please
saddle.
Don't set me on fire. I told you I set her on fire, didn't I? I told you that story too?
Nope.
I didn't tell you I set radio on fire?
Good talk.
Oh, yes. This was,
Jesus Christ.
You don't do okay. Did you know that the whiskers on a dog's actually have a function?
Oh, you did tell us that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you did. I'm like, look at that. It's the cops coming because you set your dog on.
Not on purpose.
You did tell us about that.
She stuck her head in the thing while I was trying to turn on the fireplace.
Okay, hey.
She's okay,
next one for real quick stories. Last one for real quick stories, and that is simply this. Brett and I have talked a little bit, and we're not going to do any more shows. No, I'm just kidding.
Not at 8 o'clock anymore.
No. What we're thinking about doing, and we're probably going to do this, unless I get a avalanche of feedback that says don't do this, which is unlikely. I think beginning in February, we'll move the show to 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. So it's a little bit earlier for folks. I've had several emails, probably 10, 20 or so, who said, hey, could you possibly do this a little bit earlier so we could get in the live chat?
Right.
It's a little late for us, especially folks on the East Coast. And we're already seeing in the live chat, I got a woohoo, I got a yay, I got a boo, I got a yay.
3-1 in favor of yay.
Yeah, so I think we're doing okay. Actually, 4-1, we're doing okay.
Now Pops voted twice.
Oh, Pops has got to stop doing that.
So we're going to go to 7 p.m.
7
Pacific.
O'clock start Pacific time, and we're going to start that in February. That's the intent. Like I said, if I get an avalanche of playing, saying, please don't do that, my God, my chakra will be out of alignment. I'll be like, okay, I'll listen to you. But I think it'll be a little bit easier for everybody who's watching, and also a little bit easier for your kind host. Now, we tried this last time, and of course, I was screwed because Brett said, yeah, let's do that. And then he came back and said, I didn't think you actually listened to me. We're very much like my first wife. Nobody really listened to each other.
Well, our show, the radio show got changed to 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes,
Now we're doing the show. It's kind of floating around doing the show. So now I can do it.
Okay.
And if we do it on Tuesdays, we do it earlier, so I'm out of there by 6:15, and I can get here in time.
All right.
So it should not be a problem.
That's the plan. So we're looking at 7 o'clock beginning the first time we do something on February. That's the plan.
And by the way, Ted, we're going to charge you $10.
To park in your own parking lot.
Exactly.
And watch your own CRT tube types of TV. All right, time for chat potpourri. It's a real chat or a live chat questions where the folks in the live chat get to ask us any question they want. Nothing is off limits. We fear none of the questions from these people. But before we do that, the triumphant return is upon us. Your favorite cinematographer.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Danny.
Danny.
What's she got for us?
Is back with, happy hour? No.
No?
She's branching out.
Oh, God.
And she's already been to all the bars, clearly. Now, we're going to do a show review.
What? A show?
How about that?
What?
Let's see what Danny has to say.
During the show?
Hey there, it's Danny Ackerman, your roving Vegas Video Network reporter here at the...
Danny, get a light for your video.
Who's that person with her?
I will find out in a second, but Danny...
Okay.
For the love of God, get the second cell phone, put it on flashlight, and light you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Nashville Unplugged. This was a special night.
It was, yes.
It was a very special night. I'm here with Aaron Benward, who is, what are you? What's your official title here?
I guess creator, host, producer.
Creator,
host,
producer.
I do it all. Come on.
There we go. We have gone to the Nashville Unplugged shows, which are usually on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. They're now here at the Sunset Station.
Sunset Station in Henderson here.
This was a special night. This is the first of, how many of these are going to happen?
We'll see. I mean, we're going to do them through April, the second Thursday of every month. What they are they're Hall of Fame songwriters. So tonight, Tony Arata was here. He's a Hall of Fame songwriter. He wrote songs like That's The awesome. Dance for Garth Brooks, and number one songs are Patti Loveless and Trisha Yearwood. And we just kind of dive in. Think of it this way. It's VH1 Storytellers meets Inside the Actor's Studio. So to come to a National Plug Hall of Fame show, you'll really get to see some of the greats in all of songwriting.
Yeah, and when's the next one?
February the 11th, Sunset Station Casino.
February the 11th, Sunset Station Casino at?
8 p.m., Club Madrid.
8 p.m., Club Madrid. It is totally worth it, you guys. You have to check this out. If you love country music like I do, this is the place to be.
See you then.
There we go. Signing out. Vegas Video Network, roving reporter.
Very good. Nicely done. It was funny. I was watching her go and doing this stuff, and it was really cute. She had taken a picture when she first got there, and she's front row.
Right.
Clearly. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, being a Vegas Video Network roving reporter has its privileges. So I can actually see her because, you know, Danny's got a little sales in her.
A little bit,
I can see her walking up and doing this whole thing. Front row, goddammit! I want to be in the front row! I am the Vegas Video Network roving reporter, and I'm going to give you cranking coverage, but I must be in the front row because I don't have any lights for my camera, and I can't afford them, so please, for the love of God, let me be in the front row. So, thank you very much, Danny, for playing along.
Well done,
all right, next question, or first question. Danny asks, actually, why do you think they are closing the Walmart on the far northeast over other locations? I actually know why this happened.
Nellis where?
Yeah, Danny? Nellis. So Walmart closed, I don't know, a couple hundred stores.
It's 265,
weird.
I think.
Yeah, and they opened up. They're going to open up another 100 stores. So I actually did a little research.
There.
And Jamie Collier, who hosts Girl Chat Sports tomorrow, who's in the live chat, said, because people die there. Come to find out, close. What happens is profits die there. They had a huge problem with theft and shrinkage. And shrinkage, for those
internal
of you...
Internal theft.
That's right. Shrinkage is internal theft where the people who work there decide, you don't need that 50-inch TV.
Right.
I need that 50-inch TV.
I had a brother who was the loss prevention regional manager for AutoZone and for CVS. And all he did was investigate internal theft.
Yeah.
So you had to go to these stores. And he goes, the funny thing, the amazing thing about it, he goes, when you confront these people, 95% of the time, they confess instantly.
Right.
Because they're almost like relieved. Oh, I didn't mean to do it. I just... You know, I needed to have that for whatever, but it's over. He goes, and every once in a while, you get to have some fun because somebody's going to be belligerent about it and make a big deal out of it. But yeah, it's a huge factor for every corporation with internal theft.
Yeah,
and you think about it. How many times have you taken the company stapler? Now, you own the company, but you actually...
I bought the fucking stapler.
Two, at my desk today, I have two sets of scissors. Neither one of them were where in my drawer.
It's ironic.
So, like, who is going through my drawers?
I don't have scissors in my building.
Yeah, I had two sets. I'm like, where are my scissors? Yeah. I need my scissors.
I can't have shrinkage because I is the shrinkage.
Right.
If something goes away,
that's why I was teasing.
I stole it. It was me, and it means
I tried to take the big spoon. I couldn't get out the door.
I can't tell you how many people have tried to take the big spoon.
I couldn't get out the door.
Of course, it has now been immortalized in the Vegas Video Network pantomime players as a... Was it the spoon or the fork?
Actually, well, both were there.
Okay. Last question. Mike wants to know, what are the three pieces of rack gear that you have right by your laptop?
Here it is. Dos tres.
This is the Fireface 800. So what this is the interface to my digital audio workstation for all the external audio, so our microphones... the guitar when I sometimes plug that in. Below that is just simply a patch bay, and below that is our headphone app. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, that kind of work makes me thirsty.
Woo,
let's have a drink.
Let's have one. This was a hard one.
What?
Yeah.
that Air Force Men. Hold on now. Pump those brakes. I don't know exactly what Jamie in the live chat says. She said that she's been there, done that Air Force Man. Let me just let you know that I am an Air Force Man. Electronic warfare, electronic countermeasures. So I'm not sure what she implies by that. If she means that I went and stole shit at Walgreens, I am offended.
Walgreens. Okay. Jamie says this is her favorite part of the show. Mine
why,
too.
Why wouldn't it be?
Isn't that awesome?
Isn't that why? Is that why you just got done telling me before we started the show you wanted to shorten it?
I love the listener interaction. Yeah. I think it's critical to the success of the show.
Oh my God, you sound just like me telling you.
I know what you're talking about.
That's what we're doing.
Why would you undermine what I'm saying?
No, because you're fun to undermine. Hey, you know what would be great to do? Let's talk a little bit about what you can win. Here's the premise, by the way, of the show. You're going to send in a guest. We're going to show a picture of a bar that I've been to or somebody in Las Vegas has been to. And by the way, I'm running out of bars.
Yeah, I should have taken one this weekend where I was. And I thought about it and I went,
yeah, we don't need to do that. I like Scott to suffer. I actually have two because I was out this weekend and took some pictures of bars. So I'm going to show you a picture of a bar and you're going to send an email to a particular location. That particular location is what, Brett?
You're talking about send the email to?
Yeah, let's get that first.
It's haveadrinkatvegasvideonetwork.com. Haveadrinkatvegasvideonetwork.com.
Now, they do that because they're just nice people? Hardly.
No.
I don't know a nice person anywhere.
No, that's including in this room.
I feel like I'm pretty nice. I really
we're missing some music.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
But you could win stuff. What? Can they win?
Hell's Don Pardo telling you all the great things you can win, including the Vegas Video Network visor, which, as you saw, comes in multiple colors. Danny had the red one on, and Scott was displaying the black one. Great original music from your very own Scott Whitney, Gajazzathon, and Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. Plus, you could also have a Labatt Blue on Scott, or any other kind of alcoholic beverage that you might prefer. Maybe even a Shirley Temple. If you don't wish to drink.
Right.
To participate, just send an email to haveadrinkatvegasvideonetwork.com.
That's right. Now, there's a way that you get one vote if you get it right. You get one entry if you get it right. You send in the right answer. You get a second vote if you're in the live chat during this segment and you have sent in a right answer. And a third option if you show a Gajazzathon CD like you're seeing here in the wild, for example. This is why there are smarter babies because that baby is listening. That's Christine's baby. Christina's baby. Listening to the Gajazzathon. Look at that. Gajazzathon.
Has he been tested for Mensa yet?
In Russia. Let's not rush it. He's, I don't know, 5 months or something.
He could be behind.
Don't push him. But here's the other thing. Part of the power, of course, of being on the Have a Drink on Me and being a winner, of course, is that you get to become a part of the galaxy of Gauze. There's Binky and Bud. Their talk show was canceled. There's Craig. He's been on here. He goes to Vegas for 25 years. He should be running this show, not me. Yes. There's Michael. There is Scott. There's Shan, not Jan. There's Alan, who's never coming to Vegas. He thinks MGM is fucked. Aaron, though, is much nicer.
She's coming without Alan.
There's Pops. He's crazy. There's Sam. Oh, I like that guy. There's Jackie. That's the woman who has babies because of my music. Whoops, that's not what I meant. There is Brett's dad. There is Don and a dog. There's Wayne and Mike. He's got a gun! And Danny and okay.
Can I give a special shout out to my dad who just was in the hospital over the weekend and doing fine back home and feeling good. I had a procedure yesterday morning. So
you okay?
He's doing fine. He said he feels good and stronger and it's all good.
Okay, great.
So love you, Pops.
Yep. And apologize for all
not
of
not you, Pops. My Pops.
I apologize.
I do love you also, Pops.
What do you call? What's your dad's name?
Don.
Don. Don, I apologize for all of Brett's cussing. I'm trying to reel it in.
You know, I don't know if you watch the show.
I don't know if you watched
this show. Dad, did you watch the show last week?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
No, the last week, the apology show.
No, yeah. Well, so I fucked up.
He didn't mention.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Well, he didn't mention that he heard you apologize.
Oh, well, I did.
For your proficient
cussing. By the way, the first
cuss
this week, you.
Well, yeah, no, I was, but mine are timely and emphatic and used
really?
To emphasize the point.
Really? I bet you if
you
I go back
you had diarrhea
and
of the cussy mouth.
Get your thing
you
up
see?
Here.
You had diarrhea of the cussy mouth.
All right, here we go. Let's go. First up, Kelly Cowley. Kelly was
well, what's our thing?
Oh, shit. Would you stop making me do the right thing?
All right, Scott, show the video. Yeah. Scott, show the bar, please.
Thanks, man. It's hard to be good at this.
Scott, tell them what bar that is.
Yeah, this is the Vista Lounge, the greatest hint.
Where is that, Scott?
Stand by, please. It's Caesars. This is arguably one of the best clues ever when I said it's named after Microsoft's worst OS.
Vista.
Telling you, man.
Because nobody has it. That's why nobody got it.
It's comedy gold. So we got 14 of 14. We normally get somewhere in the mid-20s. 14 out of 14. People are like,
screw it.
Is it the ME bar? Is it
is it called 8?
Is it OS 2? No, that's IBM.
Is it 10?
Yeah. So we're getting all kinds of like, it's so funny. So yeah, 14. So you got a better chance. So Kelly Cowley, actually, I skipped her last week. I don't know why. So I put her in this week. Tom Yu, who is in the live chat a minute ago. Let's double check to make sure Tom's still in there. There he is. One for Tom and two for Tom. Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. We know Airport Limbo is in there. One for Eric and a two for Eric. Gary Romberg. Gary Romberg. I don't think Gary's in there. Although I see a new name. Gene F1330. I wonder what that's all about. Sorry. Okay, Gary's in there. Monica Fagan. Monica.
That's him. Is that you, Gene?
Or no.
Gary
no,
Gene?
It can't be. Is it? No.
I don't know. He's saying, woo, I don't know what he's saying.
Gene F. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Monica Fagan.
That's his kid. No, that's his kid.
I thought he was the Excalibur or whatever the hell it was.
I guess he changed his name.
Oh, Binky's in there. Oh, Monica Fagan. Binky. Oh,
Bink.
Monica Fagan. Boom.
Whose show got canceled?
Monica's funny. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to actually speak to you, but, you know. Alan Perry, who
is never coming to Vegas.
He's not coming to Vegas again, and I predicted that. And Craig Daughtry, who's from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a past winner of course. I should have this one up. Stand by. There's Craig right there. There he is. Yeah. Good looking man.
He's from Charlotte.
He's from Charlotte. He's been here. He's been coming here for 25 years.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. Oh, one more. Kevin Whip from Canada. Kevin already has a red visor coming to him. It's sitting on my desk. But sending it to Canada, $400. So he's
no, but the Canadian dollar, it's only $1.50.
Don't talk out loud. He's coming to Vegas, he said, within the next month, and I will be handing him his. Please, thank you for not making me mail this to Canada.
Right. Instead, I had to come down and pay for parking.
Right. That's funny. Look at you. You're kind of on a comedic roll.
I got it.
We got Rob Cole. I think Rob might be in there. Let me double check. There he is. Sure shot, Robski. Rob writes, looked at all of the hints, circled back to the one theme, Vista. The crap that was. We've got Jamie Collier. Jamie is in the live chat. She, of course, is the one of the co-hosts.
You already put her in there.
I know. That was Rob.
No, you said Jamie Collier.
No, I got here.
She was the very first person you put in.
No. That was somebody else. Different somebody else.
Okay.
Trust me on this.
All right.
So Jamie, Jamie's here.
I got to do Jamie again?
And you're going to do Jamie. Jamie said that the Vista joke was a damn good joke. You're goddamn right it was. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. We got...
what do we got going?
Brian Leach.
Leach, the former hockey player.
And Brian is in the live chat.
Former Ranger. The answer to this week's Haddam is the Vista Cocktail Lounge. Scott, what is the cutoff time on Tuesday for Haddam entries? I spaced on sending mine in last week in a timely manner and didn't send it until 7:28 p.m. Was that too late, or did you just not receive it again because of your filtered email or your email mail filter?
Yep.
It was nice to see Melissa again. Great show.
Thank you. So the answer is
noon.
I don't really have an answer. It's usually about 7 or so. I actually didn't see yours come through, but I don't really have. I mean, I do have a pretty aggressive spam filter, but I checked it and I didn't see yours in there as well. So Brian, one for him here. And did you add him as well?
Yeah.
Because he's in the chat.
He is. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. You didn't mention that.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Leach. I'm yelling and I don't know why.
Jamie's like, didn't I get you? You put Jamie in there, right?
Jamie, I put you in there twice.
Pump those brakes, Jamie.
Gee whiz.
Good Lord. All right. Shannon, Neon Vacation. We know Shannon is in there. Let me double check to make sure he is in there. There he is. Shannon is in there. One for Shannon, two for Shannon. Shannon writes. Hey, Scott. Excellent start, by the way. No time to talk. I'm on the road, but wanted to enter Vista Cocktail Lounge at Caesars as I had them for this week. I'm happy to say I'll be in Sin City in 3 days and hope to run into you sometime. Great. That's what you want to hear. Look out. It's Shannon driving. Oh.
On her way to Powerball tickets. All right.
And you guys do such an awesome job. You should have a drink on me. Done.
Jay.
And so I think it has been established that while Shannon's in town, he plans to buy Brett and myself a drink.
Cool.
Very nice of you, Shannon.
Sounds good.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're a prince, and a prince should be king. With a heart such as yours, you can open any doors. You can go up and do anything. You could be king, Charlie Brown.
That's where that comes from. Very good.
Yeah, I played Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Yeah. Okay.
Play Peanuts.
Danny Ackerman.
Danny has
I've heard of her before.
She has an email.
She has an email. She's one in here. She's in the live chat. Danny writes, and you'll be doing this one.
She didn't do another video?
No. She's going to be doing she's done a sing-along. You'll be singing
this one. I get to sing along. Ah, I feel a creative moment coming on. Yes, another poem for your reading prowess. To the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Okay, here we go.
Microsoft once had a dud. Give me that damn drink. You use this clue, now you're a stud. Give me that damn drink. With a Mai Tai here and a whiskey there. Here a beer, there a rum, everywhere. Yum, yum, I had a mancer. This week's almost done. Give me that fucking drink.
Oh!
Caesar's Hotel, Vista Lounge. Ooh. Give me that damn drink. It's the answer, no need to scrounge. Give me that damn drink. This line will fuck you up for sure. Okay, with a cocktail here and a TV there. Here a view, everywhere. Adam is nearly done. Give me that damn drink. Now you can curse me for this poem, but give me that damn drink. P.S. In case you're being technical, the official word is Vistical Cocktail Lounge.
All right. Well done. That was like pulling teeth.
She actually put in there, this line is going to fuck you up for sure.
She's kind of a cussy McCusserson.
Yeah, she actually did that on there.
And by the way, if we're doing a cuss count, guess who's number one today?
Well, it's because of Danny.
Yeah, that's right. It's a poor workman that blames his tool.
We're all in love and creating comic gold for the show.
It's a poor workman.
Yours was that rather angry 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. Like, 3 weeks ago, I was hugely angry, and I explained why. Now you're making me feel bad. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It's time for video time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we got video. We got pops. We got these nuts coming.
Pops. We do got these nuts. Pops is one here.
Oops, Pops. He's got
Pops is one in the live chat. Let's double check because sometimes
he's in there. Pops and Pops and Pops.
And then that's his second one. And then Pops gets one more for this cinematic veritas, which I just made that up. All right.
More Head of Madness. Pops. In case you can't read.
Kids, hold on to your hats. This is bound to be epic. Epic success, epic failure, epic something. The first drone flight of the Gajazzathon CD artwork.
Is he on the ground?
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Right there. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, hell, that one looked good. I gotta go.
These nuts!
There it is. Thank you very much. There we go. All right. And then we got Big Bad Bobby.
That was funny.
Bob LaBerge is one for Bobby there.
Is Bobby in here?
Yep. He's Vegas Live today. There he is here. And Bob, you know, he takes more of a Roman Polanski. No, that's not what I meant. A more subtle look towards his cinematic giantness. Bob, what have you got for us today?
Hi, guys. The Vista operating system was a huge disappointment for Microsoft,
but
this week's location was quite the opposite for Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm. Here's the video.
By the way, Caesar's Palace should hire this guy, because what he's about to do is pretty good.
Vista Lounge at Caesar's has video walls making you feel like you're at...
By the way, the last time he put music behind it, it was the theme to Godfather. I ended up having to pay for that.
And now he's got Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's not Star Wars. But I'm like, I'm getting advertising on my YouTube stuff, and it's because they said, yeah, you've got music at this point. I'm like, I didn't use that music. Oh, Bob decided to put in Godfather, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to pay for that. Oh, thanks, Bob.
Top of a skyscraper, looking out windows at panoramic skylines of cities Dubai, New York, and Beijing, with effects like day to night, building office lights, airplanes, clouds, and rain striking and running down windows, which makes for an amazing atmosphere. If you're walking through Caesar's Palace, you have a good chance of bumping into Caesar, Cleopatra, and one of their centurions.
There's Danny. Look at me. I am a stud.
You
look at those good. Thighs on me. Yeah, holy crap. I did myself.
What, you got arms of the NFL. I don't know look if Jamie's that. Watching that, but there you go. I'm first of all, I'm a little offended that I didn't get the big arms.
Well, you're right. Caesar for crying out loud. I'm the protector.
All right, fair enough. I take that. Good point.
I mean, I've never looked so good.
You look good.
Wow.
All right.
Where does he get those videos from? Seriously.
I don't know.
Bob, you got to tell
you
us.
You guys have a videos. Good one, and we'll see you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, awesome. Bob LaBerge, awesome. Everybody. Vegas Life Today.
That's
outstanding.
Hilarious. I never looked so sexy in my life.
Well, you are a good-looking man. There's no question.
Going to see if I can date myself.
Well, and who wouldn't, really?
Absolutely.
And there is a way of dating yourself, but they don't call it dating yourself.
Yeah, that's true. I might have to go out and take myself out to dinner.
Self-pleasuring. Okay. Good talk. Here we
go. Indeed. All right. And our winner is going to be nice and quick and easy. It's this one.
Who do we got?
We've got Rob Cole.
Rob Cole!
Short Shot Rob.
Oh, Vegas Video Co-op member, Robbie.
What does that say?
That's stuff.
Ooh, all hints. Okay.
That was his comment. Your all right, wins. Robbie, you get to win.
Congrats to Robbie.
In there. Rob wins a visor or a drink on me, which he will not take because he won't have that kind of thing.
We'll get him a vegan drink.
Or a vegan. I can have a vegan drink. That's
we'll have him a green drink. We'll have him a green drink with some
or
vodka.
One of our CDs. Actually, I gave him some CDs for Christmas, so he gets nothing. He's already has everything except for the visor. Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Moi. Stand by, please. I have it this week. You might be very proud of me. Here it is. Oh.
Oh.
What's that all about? Here we go. Hint number uno. I'm not sure why they name a place after a person who is, quote, superficially attractive and entertaining, but intellectually undemanding.
Okay.
Not sure why they would name a place after a person who is superficially attractive and entertaining, but intellectually undemanding. Hint number two. It, quote, sounds like the place has live DJs every night. It sounds like the place has live DJs every night. And hint number three. Luckily, you don't have to travel to the capital of Burma to visit this bar. That's right. We're not fucking around anymore with these easy hints. Luckily, you don't have to travel back to the capital of Burma to visit this bar. If you know the name of that bar, you're going to send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Interesting. Now that one I don't recognize.
Those were pretty good hints, I thought.
Looking at it.
Hey, if you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so by sending an email to onairq@livinginl.com. Again, onairq@livinginl.v. By the way, actually, I have a voicemail that I did not play from. Do I still have that up there? Oh, yeah, I do. Damn it. Yeah, I'll play that next week. You can leave a voicemail by simply going to our website, and you're going to go like right there, and then you're going to click that little red tab, and you're going to click that little green button, and you're going to send a voicemail. And we'll play it like we're going to play Tappas next week, as long as I don't forget.
We're pretty damn close to the over-under.
We're at iTunes. We're on YouTube. We're on Roku with 31,500 accounts installed. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. We're going to be on Google Play as soon as those guys get off their ass and launch it. And, of course, we're on the Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott.
That's Brett. I'm Brett.
We are so happy that you guys played along. Thanks very much to the live chat. You guys are the bestest of the bestest. I don't care what your mom called you.
And we are under the total.
Are we?
Yeah.
Bam. What was it? What was the total?
I said 88 and a half.
Oh, that's a little high.
Well, I've been to an 83, which is ironically, we're at 83.
Okay, gotta go.
I know.
Let's make the under.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Bye, Scott. Ticket.